debate. What? It's some sort of transparent mustard gas. That orifice in his face issues like the spout of a balloon, letting loose around rooms, TV studios, rallies. A sort of Hindenburg of bile exploding over so many again and again upon reruns of touchdowns. Powder keg. The radioactive invisible dust fills clues made obvious by the sponged-on pancake tan, blotched over bloating crinkles and sifting into hair, straw stiff, nacreous, the stylist spends hours upon to hide the baldness as his vanity demands. Oh, average Joe, how your daily struggle's been confronting this miasmic mess whose rumored heart has no compass for morals and whose brain tweets bullying, hate, endlessly amplified as a dung beetle with a megaphone. No, wait. That insect has more natural benevolent use when no good has come from his lungs swelling and a wheeze-bag throat voicing lies like epitaphs over whose bones he'd crush to tap the marrow from, obese with morbid bloodlust. What crust to elect that and think snowflakes have no right to defend themselves massed against the pestilence he's opened the floodgates for, to blame anyone, anything else, while his enabling cult, too, is a pandemic, lapping this laced Kool-Aid up as if there's enough acid in their veins to combat Corona Crown's microscopic. Oh, you other Joe, aspiring presidential to save us from this mess. It's not safe for you to go in either, where his familial administrative republic fortress is shaking, leaning this way, that, with more schemes up the sleeve, to justify either view their base may form from the political swamp that is killing everything and knowingly, making use of the carnage should it touch even them. Not safe, not sound either, foolish and mortal, as the true humans in humanity grieve dust to dust.